There's nothing we'll be missing. We don't need to paint the world. Everything will glisten.
It's time for What's for Breakfast, where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables and get to know them a little bit better. This morning, we are in Cohasset with Marion Barkas. Marion, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Heidi. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm not in Cohasset, though.
No, I thought you were in Cohasset. Where are you at?
Well, I live in Grand Rapids, but we spend a lot of time at our fishing camp up north of Deer River, so
Okay. That's
where I happened to be this morning.
Okay, so in Grand, have you had your breakfast yet?
I have.
Okay, lay it on us.
Oh, okay. Well, this morning it was a carton of Greek yogurt and blueberries, and my decaf.
Oh, Heidi just sunk in her seat hearing the word decaf.
Oh, I know. I really like coffee, but I get these physical reactions to caffeine, and I can't.
Okay. Jitters?
I just can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Do you like shake, or do you mind?
No, it's not the caffeine itself. It's actually the caffeine withdrawal. I drank a lot of coffee as a young woman, and it really left some bad effects. So, yeah. So I just do the best I can. I grind my own beans.
Okay.
Well, I buy the beans at the store, but then I grind them so you get a much fresher flavor. So, you know, some people, the real coffee connoisseurs, I think, could tell the difference between decaf and regular, but I've gotten used to it, and it's a good thing.
Well, you can't really tell a difference in the taste, I wouldn't say. It's just that if you're looking forward to the jolt, you know.
Well,
John doesn't drink coffee, so wait till you hear this question,
well,
Marion. You should see his face. Here we go.
Where do you go to get decaf beans?
The store.
Oh.
What is the difference then? You get a bean that doesn't have caffeine in it?
You can. Yeah, isn't that weird? I don't know how they do it, and I don't want to know how they do it.
Yeah, I don't either.
But I know I can tell the difference. Not so much in the flavor, Heidi, like you say, but
yeah.
I can tell the difference in the effect pretty quickly. And then when the caffeine starts wearing off from your system, that's when I can really tell the effect. And
so,
do you ever sneak a real cup?
I have, and I pay for it dearly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I've quit sneaking, and I've become very cautious. And
so you just truly love the taste, so that's why you're
I do.
Doing it, because you're not getting anything else out of it but taste.
No, I'm not. And I love the smell of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Love the taste. I just can't handle the after effects. So.
Did you say Greek yogurt or just traditional yogurt?
I said Greek.
Okay, like just a plain white?
Well, this one was, I think, a peach flavored, but I've done, it's really hard for me to do just the plain unless I put a little something sweet in it, but you know, Greek yogurt is good because it's got a little more protein. A lot of yogurt is just, plain yogurt is just more sugar than anything.
So, and you said blueberries you added to it?
I did.
Nice. Mm. Sounds good. How hot that, will that carry it through lunch or what?
Probably not. No matter what I eat for breakfast, unless I really load up, you know, bacon, eggs, hash browns, toast, unless I really load up for breakfast, I get this thing at about 10:30 every morning.
Okay.
So how do you...
And I just got to do something about it, you know, so...
And what might that something about it look like?
Well, probably a granola bar.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Got to get the carb in somewhere.
Right.
So, Marion, give us a little tour of your life. I know you're retired right now, but what were some of the things that you did?
Oh, my gosh. It's kind of busy. Like I said, we're kind of back and forth. My husband and I are back and forth between Grand Rapids home and fishing camp. And so we do a lot of fishing in the summer. We go away for the winter to Arizona. Spend a couple months in Mexico. I know I'm sounding like a really spoiled brat, but
this is not going well.
Yes,
John,
it is. This is
Heidi.
Good.
You both are welcome to come and visit anytime
okay.
you would like. We just have these little. I don't know if you know what a park model is. It's a 400 square foot, like a trailer, but it's planted, so you don't move it around with you.
Yeah.
So that's our fishing camp and. And that's what we live in Arizona. And then we rent a condo in Mexico. And it's just one of my favorite places to be.
Nice. So when you're in Arizona, and I when you're in Arizona, what are some of the things that you do? Just simply being able to get outside. You ride a bike. Do you walk? What do you do for excitement?
I walk pretty much every day. We do some ATVing. We're in a part of Arizona that is outside of the. I'm pretty rural. You know, this is a rural girl here. So both of us enjoy being out of the city. So we visit the big, what we call the valley, Phoenix and the surrounding communities. But we really like living in a more rural setting. So we do a lot of mountain riding with our ATVs. We do some hiking. And we're near a lake. We used to fish, but the crappies in that lake kind of, I don't know, burned out. So we don't do much fishing there anymore. When I'm back here in the summer, I mean, Grand Rapids is my home. This community, Itasca County, is my home. This is where my heart is. And so I do some volunteer work. John, you know, we're on the board of a local nonprofit together, a couple different nonprofits that I'm on the board, volunteer at Food Shelf, do a little day labor, I suppose you could call it. You know, when an opportunity comes up through the Elder Circle or RSVP program, I sometimes take those.
Yeah, you do great stuff, Mary, and you're a true community leader. You've been around a long time doing a lot of good things, and we appreciate that. I cannot picture you in an ATV going up a mountain. You got like, slap the leathers on in the morning and just head up to the hills?
Well, because it's a little cooler we're at an elevation that's about 2,200 feet in Arizona, and you know I learned about elevation. Weather is all about elevation, and so when you're at 2,000 feet, you might be wearing shorts and a t-shirt, but when you get up to 5,000 or 6,000 feet, when you're ATVing in the mountain, you really want to have a jacket, jeans, boots. You know, because it's cold up there in the winter. Not cold like our cold. Nothing is like our cold. But, you know, relatively speaking, for Arizona, it's cold.
Do you ATV around here?
We don't have an ATV here.
Okay.
We used to, but, you know, retirement life is always transitional. And so, you know, you kind of do what you enjoy, and then you discover something else you enjoy. And so, you know, you do that. And right now in the summer, it's mostly fishing. One day we'll get back into motorcycling, I think. We used to do that when we were younger. And I think we would do that again.
We're talking to Marian Barkus from Grand Rapids. She's our guest on What's for Breakfast. How's the fishing been this summer?
Better than last summer. It's sometimes a little dicey to get the right size to keep. Because, of course, the end product of fishing is catching and eating, and so, you know, we really like that. But it's been pretty good. Even I have caught fish.
Nice. Did you get dumped on with some rain last night? Lots of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All night, and thunder, too. That's... Yeah, it was pretty rainy up here.
So, Marian...
I think we're in for a wet weekend.
Yeah, we are in for a wet weekend. So why do you support KAXE and KBXE?
I think it began with the morning show, because when I would get ready for work, when I was working, I'd be up pretty early, and I would turn on the radio in the bathroom while I was getting ready for work. And so I kind of fell in love with the morning show, and you know, you guys, the banter, the talk, the interviews, and I've liked talk radio for quite some time. And local, I mean, gosh, how do you beat that? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's there. I shouldn't say this on radio where I have, you know, a few hundred witnesses, but if I had a different lifestyle, if I wasn't leaving all the time, I would consider volunteering. But it's almost, you know, there aren't very many organizations that are tolerant of that, you know, here for a few months and gone for a few months, so... Maybe someday.
Yes. Yeah,
maybe someday be outstanding.
Maybe someday.
So for being on What's for Breakfast, you get a parting gift. Homestead Mills is our sponsor. Homestead, you either can have country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes delivered right to your house at the lake or at your house in Grand Rapids or even to Arizona, whichever one you prefer.
Probably not Mexico.
Well, that's really nice.
Not Mexico. No.
Can't cross that border with the grain products. Yeah.
No.
I understand that. I've had that. I've studied that. Let's do the cereal.
All right. Cereal,
not a great pancake maker.
The cereal is in the mail. And Marianne, thanks for joining us this morning, and thanks especially for being a member.
Oh, you are so welcome. I've enjoyed it. Take care and have a good day.
Yeah, thanks, Marianne.
Yes, we'll be friends. Oh, won't you walk a mile with me, brother?